Mr. President, I have the honor to speak on the behalf of the European Union and its member states. The candidate countries Turkey, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, Albania, Ukraine, and Republic of Moldova align themselves with this statement. Mr. President, at the outset, let me thank you, Ambassador, for your able membership, chairmanship of the meeting. We trust we can achieve concrete deliverables in protecting and integrating mine victims in national and global policies under your presidency. The European Union would also like to thank the committee and the members of the committee for their work, as well as Cambodia for hosting the third Global Conference on Assistance to Victims of Anti-Personnel Mines and Other Explosive Ordnance, which took place in Phnom Penh in October 2023. The Cambodia Conference has gathered more than 200 states and organizations, including landmine survivors, with the support of the European Union. The conference has been a great opportunity to raise awareness about the needs for greater inclusion of mine survivors, notably persons with disabilities, and to create equal opportunities to all. It addressed the important topic of mental health and psychological support as part of wider disability rights and development approaches. It set the tone, as well as our level of ambitions, in view of today's discussion. Mr. President, the European Union has been resolutely engaged in favor of mine action and mine victims and persons with disabilities through its policies and assistance, in particular in the implementation of Council Decision 2021/257, which provides for national stakeholders' dialogues to encourage parties responsible for the well-being of mine-affected communities and survivors to better address the challenges they face through strengthened dialogue and partnerships. Those dialogues will seek to support state parties in strengthening their multisectoral efforts in ensuring that the victim assistance implementation is in line with relevant provision of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. In this context, the European Union welcomes the ISU efforts in the frame of victim assistance. The EU joined the state parties that have contributed to the sponsorship program and to the work of the ISU by further supporting the Victim Assistance Experts meeting, including by sponsoring participation of mine survivors and campaigners. The project also sponsored a dialogue in Zimbabwe to promote support for Zimbabwe's ambition to achieve its 2025 mine clearance goal. Furthermore, the EU supported Sudan in hosting a national dialogue to finalize inputs for its national strategic framework on victim assistance, which was in the making for nearly 2 years. Finally, the EU contributed to the third Global Conference on Victim Assistance and the Rights of Mine Survivors that took place in Cambodia this year. We will continue to support these states as they revise or further develop inclusive national action plans. The European Union will continue to engage as long as anti-personnel mines exist, including those of an improvised nature and explosive remnants of war. The European Union recognizes the social, economic, and development impacts of these weapons and will continue to work through mine clearance, victim assistance, international cooperation and assistance, and universalization efforts, among others, to achieving a world free of anti-personnel mines. We are fully committed to a victim-free world, and we will provide sustained and continuous assistance to victims in order to fulfill their rights. The European Union also supports full, equal, effective, and non-discriminatory participation of mine victims in societies as a key component of victim assistance, based on respect for human rights, gender equality, inclusion, and non-discrimination in line with relevant provisions of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. In this regard, mainstreaming a gender perspective into its mine action work and supporting the work of stakeholders in mine action to integrate a gender perspective by taking diverse needs and experiences of people in affected communities into the humanitarian man action policies remains a top priority for the European Union. In conclusion, Mr. President, this conference can count on the EU's continuous support and engagement to strengthen cooperation, assistance, and the mobilization of resources in order to achieve the goal of an anti-personal mine free world. I thank you.